Yeah, let's talk about altcoin season real quick. Now, I've said in the past, I don't think altcoin season is going to happen. I'm going to change that slightly. I think altcoin season is going to happen. It's just not going to be anything like it was in the past. Now, for those of you who don't know what altcoin season means, in the past, an altcoin season was a time of the traditional four-year Bitcoin cycle where all altcoins, for the most part, at least 90% of them, would fly in value for a period of somewhere between 6 to 9 months or so. And that would be the tail end of the market. And then the bear market would come. And in the meantime, if you held pretty much any cryptocurrency, you were making money. And in the past, you would see this represented on the Bitcoin dominance chart here that measures the total percentage points that Bitcoin has of the entire market cap of all of cryptocurrency. And you would see, these gigantic falls here in Bitcoin dominance, meaning Bitcoin was still going up in value, but altcoins are going up in value so much more, they were taking a larger cut of the pie. And since 2021, we haven't really had any major swing in altcoins. We've had some altcoin rallies along the way, but for the most part, Bitcoin's been kicking all of the altcoins' asses. And we could potentially, I talked about it earlier today, we could potentially break out of this channel here and have a big swing to altcoins. And that would be called by everybody in altcoin season, but the overwhelming majority of those gains, of the money coming in to change the market that way, are going to be coming in through the ETF products. And that means the gains are going to largely be in just Ethereum. Let's say, staking gets turned on for the Ethereum ETF. You're going to see a ton of money pile into Ethereum. We've seen a ton of money flow into it recently. But all that money is going to be sitting in the ETFs on Ethereum, not easily able to spread itself around all the other altcoins. So you're going to see Ethereum pump up in value like crazy. Let's say staking gets turned on for a Solana ETF issued by BlackRock or Fidelity as well. You're going to see Solana's value skyrocket as well. But a lot of that money is going to be stuck in the ETF products. It's not going to be floating around all of the other altcoins. You're not going to see a whole bunch. You're not going to see 90% of all cryptocurrencies, all altcoins go up in value. It's going to be the ones with ETF products attached to it. Now, coins within those coins ecosystems, the Ethereum ecosystem, the Solana ecosystem, will get a boon as well because the Ethereum sitting on chain and not in the ETFs, the Solana sitting on chain, not in the ETFs, will be worth more. And as they swap into altcoins, those altcoins will see a pump. But because that money that's in the ETFs isn't on chain and can't easily flow to it, the 9 month, 6 month long altcoin season we had in the past, it's not going to be the same. It's not going to last as long. But we will see a new type of altcoin season. It's just going to be much more limited moving forward, in my opinion.